tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
This Tuesday, this is going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. Why? Because God made it. Somebody said, oh, do you know this day is going to be great? Yes, I know. Why? God make it.
Make it. Mm-hmm.
The devil didn't create this day. This day was made by God for us to do his bidding. So when you get that understanding, then you can say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it because God made this day. Send me here to do his bidding, not mine. Jesus says, I only what? Do the things I see my Father do. So Jesus understand. Every day he made his day what? Count. Jesus make his day what?
Count. We'll never see this day again. November 16th, 2021. You will never see it again. So we must make it count. Yeah. There's no do-over for today. So make today count. November 16th, 2021. We are in the 11th month in this year of the 11th hour breakthrough.
Yeah.
And we are receiving all that God has in store for us. We are breaking through. We're breaking to get through as the body of Christ, collectively, from the place of victory.
Yes.
From the place of victory, you are breaking through to the next level of victory. From victory to victory. From victory to victory. From win to win.
From win to win.
And make life work in the 11th hour.
I'll call on you this morning. And this Tuesday morning, Isaiah 60, verse 1. And this Tuesday, here's a command. Here's a command for you this morning. I command you. Don't command me. Yes, I am going to command you. Using the word of God. In Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 says, arise. That's a command. Arise. But arise to shine.
Shine.
Arise, shine. For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold the darkness. For behold the darkness shall cover the earth. And in these days that we are living in, the darkness cover the earth. We are surrounded right now with some serious darkness out there. But watch this. But we got light. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. We got what?
Light.
It says, the darkness shall cover the earth and the deep darkness. And then the people, you, we, the people. I love this. We are this Tuesday morning, the people. Hallelujah. But the Lord will rise over you. We, the people, the Lord. The darkness is around us, the deep darkness, but the Lord rise above the darkness over us. And if the Lord is over us, we got what? Light.
Light.
Oh, yes. Do you see that? Do you see that this morning? And his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentile shall come to your light, and the King to your brightness of your rising. That's the word on this Tuesday morning. What a word.
Because the glory of God, we got to understand that it's not a glory that we have to work to generate. It's a glory that we submit up under. We come up under. Submission is to submit up under the mission, to come up under the mission. So God's mission for us, for the body of Christ, we are to submit under him, under God, and then his glory is able to rise upon us as we are in submission to the mission, as we fall up under the mission, as we stand in battle array. It's the glory of God that comes upon us. And all through Isaiah chapter 60, it talks about the benefits of the light of his glory.
Yeah.
When the light of his glory is upon you, it causes from the Gentiles to the kings to come to you, the least to the greatest to come to you.
When I wrote the book, my first is a powerful book, Make Life Work. I wrote that book in 2015 under the revelation and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And in page 87, it says, watch what the Holy Spirit guides me to write. He guides me to write this. And what I wrote, Diane, was powerful. On page 87, every rising star is committed to reading and research. See, the Holy Spirit says, every rising star is committed to reading and research. If you're going to be a rising star, you have to commit to read. You got to force yourself. You got to push yourself to read and to research things. There's so much wild information out there. Mm-hmm. And if you are not careful, you will fall victim to all nonsense. Mm-hmm. So you have to commit to read and research. Paul was committed to read and research. When Paul was in jail, he says, bring my book. Bring, he tells his servant, make sure you get me my book. Mm-hmm. Paul wrote a lot while he was where? In prison. Mm-hmm. Paul was a man committed to read. Mm-hmm. Jesus was committed to read. You say he didn't? Yes, my friend. You check it. He was always in the temple. When you find him in the temple, he go into the book. Hallelujah.
In order to find the place where it was written of
him.
He had to read.
Yeah.
And I like the way you use the word every rising star.
Yeah.
Because when Pastor was called into the great work that's being done here in the city of Coco, he was actually in Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, winning a prestigious award for the company that he worked for, insurance company. And God asked him at that time if he will be his star here in Coco. Because what was it, the Bright Light Star Award?
And God always talked to you in terms, using language that you understand. So we got to cut all this nonsense out. Mm-hmm. When God talked, he talked to you in a language that you understand. I understand what it means to be a star.
And then had to be bold enough to make the transition from shining in the insurance industry to shining in the kingdom of God. Yeah. Having to make that transition, being very successful in one endeavor, the insurance. And Pastor always say, you're not successful until you have a comma in your paycheck. So he had commas in his paycheck.
I love that. Say it again. You're successful.
You're not successful until you have a comma.
Yeah, your paycheck.
In your paycheck.
That's,
so he went from having a comma in his paycheck in the insurance industry to God calling him into a brand new, because in Jamaica, he was familiar with the customs of the church and stuff. Yeah. Not in America.
Yeah.
In America, he came for business.
Yeah.
Business was the mission.
Yeah.
Business.
That was my that was my sole mission.
And then even to come into this area, it was business.
Yeah.
That was the mission. But God said, no, will you be my star? Will you take all your skills, all your talents, all the gifting that I have given you and use it for my glory here in the city of Coco? And at first, he was very reluctant.
Yeah.
But Pastor Kim said, I will not be with a disobedient man. If God said it, you better do it.
Who are you going to listen to? Yourself or listen to God? Yeah, I love that girl. She stared me right, boy. But I asked her, why? She said, because I do not want to live with a disobedient man. Because it's going to be trouble. Oh, life gonna be chaos.
And it took, we don't want to minimize the fact that it takes a lot of work to, when God is calling you and he's transitioning you from one place to another, it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of dedication. It's not just, oh, okay, yes. Yeah. No, it's hard. There's resistance because, first of all, the enemy doesn't want you to do it. He doesn't want you to cross over into the next level of elevation for your life. So the enemy is going to meet you with resistance. There's going to be many walls that you run into, but God has given us the power to scale every wall. Yeah. He has given us the aerial view to be able to navigate every way of escape, to be able to navigate every entry point into our next level, into our breakthrough, into our elevation, into the advancing life. God has given us that ability. So when God is for us, who can be against us? And the answer is nobody.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Listen. Read and unlock vision, my friend. Mm-hmm. Every rising star is committed to reading and research. Mm-hmm. Why? Because reading, somebody got to say hallelujah, shout. Unlock vision. The first step to unlock the vision is to ask God to reveal his vision for your life as you what? Read his word. As you do what? Read his word. How are you going to know what God, the plan God has for you, if you don't read his word? Because it's not coming by osmosis. It's not magical. Simple. Read the word. Then you will know the plan and purposes God has for you. How did Jesus know it? How did Jesus know it? Diane, I've heard people say, man, I don't know God's plan for my life. I'm trying to find out what God has for me. Well, the answer is simple. Read his word. That's how you know it. Read his word. When you read his word, you will find out what he has for you. How did Jesus find out? He read his word.
Read the word.
Jesus says, find a place. The Spirit of the Lord God is what? Upon me. Because he had anointed me. That was the word. And he said, this scripture relates to me.
And it was one section of scripture.
Yeah.
A few verses of scripture. So you will find it. When you see it, you're going
to
know.
That
relates to you because the Spirit of God within you is going to bear witness with what's coming in through your eye gate, and those words will jump off the page, and you will know that that is the word for me.
Yeah.
And you'll be able then to continually go back to that word to gain strength for your journey, to be able to move from where you are to where you're going with the full assurance of the word. You will know, God spoke to me. I know it. This is the scripture right here. I know it. God spoke to me. I know that I know that I know. Now I have the clarity from the word of God. I have the courage from the word of God, and I'm able to move. When we delay moving, we're delaying everything that God has for us. When Jesus told them, throw in the nets, go try again, throw in the nets, and they said, at your word, and they threw in the net, they stopped the full potential of what they could have had. They were told to throw back in the nets, but they chose to throw in the net. So they limited themselves. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful Tuesday, November 16th. On Morning Breath, we're a drive time devotion to jumpstart your day. What we do is take a chapter of the Bible, read it, spend some time in it at our homes, Then we come down to the studio here at the Merritt on campus of East